This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Betsy Bird knows what tickles a young girl's funny bone. She's the editor of Funny Girl, Funniest Stories Ever. Bird is also a manager at the Evanston Public Library in Illinois and the former youth materials specialist at the New York Public Library. She writes Kirkus Book Reviews and a children's literature blog. Bird is also the author of the picture book Giant Dance Party and co-author on the nonfiction book Wild Things, Acts of Mischief in Children's Literature. How was this collection born? I understand you were shocked to find a lack of humor in kids' literature. Is that true?
Well, not exactly. So there's plenty of funny books out there, and it wasn't uncool, but until Diary of a Wimpy Kid came along, we didn't have the great funny kids book blockbuster. Then Diary of a Wimpy Kid comes out, and suddenly kids are clamoring at the library. They're like, I love this. What do you have that's like this? I need more funny books. And, you know, I was a children's librarian when this came out, and I was like, sure. And I'd pull all these different books for them. And after a while, I was like, right, you know, I got to make sure I'm getting, like, funny girls as well as funny guys, because we want to, like, mix it up a little bit. And after a while, I was doing that, and, you know, I had to run to, like, 50 different places. I was like, wouldn't it be nice if there was just, like, one book where all the funny women were, and I could just grab that and just include it? It'd be great. And I looked, and there was nothing. There was funny book collections out there. Mm-hmm. There's the Guys Read funny book. You know, there's things like that. But none of them were specifically women writers. I was like, well, that's kind of strange. You know, you know, there's this perception out there that, you know, women aren't funny. You know, if you get a room of writers, find the woman and you'll find the least funny person in the room. You know, that's a lot of the perception that certainly a lot of male comics sort of hold up. And you hear it repeated periodically, and it just seems weird to me that we have to prove that 50% of the population can tell a joke. So I know plenty of, like, hilarious women. I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'll do an anthology. I'll just get all the funniest, you know, funny women, and I'll just put them in one place. And that's what I did.
So what's the age group that you market this book for?
So we call it middle grade, so it's for 9 to 12-year-olds. So Certainly, you know, I've done readings, and I had this 6-year-old in the audience, and I was reading aloud one of the stories, and she was laughing so hard it actually threw me off. And I've been a children's librarian for years. I can do a story time, and you can have kids screaming their heads off. I don't even notice. But this girl's laughter just completely flummoxed me, and I had to take a moment. And, you know, by the same token, you know, there are stories in there that are definitely middle school. Mm-hmm. So it's a range.
You tell a story in your intro about how you discovered a sense of humor as a coping mechanism. So kind of relate that story for us here, if you can.
Sure. This would be the story, I believe, when I was in middle school. I include a picture, maybe more as sort of a, it'll get better, kids. So it's got the granny glasses and the turtleneck. No middle schooler should ever have to wear a turtleneck. And just the hate, like, I was doing my hair for the first time in my life, and then my mom wasn't doing it, and I wasn't good at it. You know, there was this boy I had a crush on, and of course I was not going to say boo to him. Mm-hmm. And one day he's like ahead of me in the hall, and then there's no one else around, and so this is weird to me. He turns around, he comes back, and he's like, I know who you are. And then he just walks away. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this information. And I just found it when I thought about it. I was like, well, that was actually kind of really funny. That was very funny. And I found that after you blushed for a while, I would think. Yeah, after I was the color of the red turtleneck I was wearing. But I sort of took it upon my, I thought about it. I was like, well, you know, I could, like, make this, like, oh, tragedy in my life. It's terrible. Or you can just see the humor in the situation. It's not life or death, you know. And it's, I think it is important when you are a kid, when you are a middle schooler, even when you're a teenager, to sort of realize, like, there are real problems in this world. That's not one of them. And if you can find something funny in it, if you can, like, cope with just some of the problems in your life with humor, whether it's an actual, like, huge problem in your life or just one of those light little things that happens to you, it's going to make your life a lot easier.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I asked Bird how she chose the stories in Funny Girl.
Well, I made my dream list, first and foremost. So just wrote down all the women that I knew were funny. And some of them were the big heavy hitters. You know, your Raina Telgemeiers, your Jenny Holmes, your Shannon Hales, your Rita Williams Garcias. And then once I had this very long list, I just reached out to them. Many of them I already knew just over the years. I have a blog on School Library Journal about children's books called A Fuse Number 8 Production. I review children's books. I was living in New York, so I ran into people constantly. I go to the conferences and I see people there. So a lot of these people I already knew in some way. And then I was just able to say, hey, want to help a librarian out? Want to give me a story? And sometimes they said yes, and sometimes I never got a straight no, I don't want to do this. Any no's I got were I'm just too busy.
Yeah,
because I was asking incredibly busy people to pretty much just practically for free at first. I'd say give me a story, I'll see if it fits, and if it fits, then I'll pay you for it. And that is not a good business model for successful authors, but many of them did it just because they believed in the project and they believed in what I was trying to do with it. So, yeah, so we got some big names, but at the same time, I didn't want all big names. I wanted up-and-comers. I wanted a lot of diversity in there. You know, we really wanted, for example, somebody American Indian. We wanted a Native American funny woman in there. I wanted Louise Erdrich, but of course she had two books coming out the year that my book came out, one for kids and one for adults, so my timing was terrible. So my editor at the time, who was Sharon November, went out, sought out, and found a group of traveling stand-up female Native American comics, and we reached out to them, and that's how we got one of the stories. I think it's the last one in the book. So we did a lot of work when it came to reaching out, finding the right people. And then we wanted the right mix because I wanted this to be very visual. You know, girls are crazy for comics, and I wanted to give them as much of that as possible.
And you're an author and co-author yourself. Tell us a little bit about the books on your personal bookshelf.
The ones I've written or the ones that I read?
Yes, the ones that you've written.
Oh, the ones that I've written. Yes, I've written books for both adults and for kids. So on the kids' side, after I did this, I did a picture book called Giant Dance Party. And then I co-wrote a book with two other children's literature bloggers about it was called Wild Things, Acts of Mischief in Children's Literature. And it's about the behind the scenes, you know, there's this perception that children's authors is all fluffy bunnies and skipping merrily through the daisies and they're all sweet, lovable people. And it's so not true. So this is sort of the behind the scenes stories behind a lot of your favorite children's books. And some of these stories are sordid and some of them are inspiring, but they're all very adult. So it's a very adult book.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Betsy Bird, editor of Funny Girl, Funniest Stories Ever. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.